This morning, Osmond was publicly arrested.
Previously, on The Thief.
But the only clue he's given me is this wedding. There's something about this event that was more important than me trying to get him out of his imprisonment. And I just want to see what happens if I, disturb the dirt a little bit.
This is unwise.
The Thief is a Dungeons & Dragons actual play with just one player, CC Wei.
Getting more information, I think, is pretty safe. And I can't let Osmond rot.
And a full cast of NPCs, supported with soundscapes.
This isn't some pickpocket or killer or slumlord. These are important people. These are the kinds of people who, if they get your name, you cannot evade.
Is there any way that you, as someone who's worked here before, could get me an introduction?
Of course. Having worked here so long, I have kind of a passport.
If Isabel said that she needed some sort of like other kind of document, whatever fake name that she's going to use for this, and whatever else they might need for that kind of thing, she would sort of have a version of that with her.
In Ors Market, on the bank of the White River, closer to the docks than not, Drypoint runs a modest shop, largely dedicated to utility textiles. You would find him on the bottom floor of a modest two-story building that is adjacent to a shuttered tavern. Downriver, where the waste of the White River couldn't be thicker. Horse Market is also the domain of Aba Halfhand.
Wait, so she is literally from Horse Market?
That's right. You are standing on the far side of Silk Road, an increasingly busy thoroughfare leading east to west from the docks through Ors Market, when a young man with dark hair opens the door and catches your attention.
So I'm assuming this is his apprentice.
Oh, ma'am?
Message delivery. For the tailor.
It's early.
Oh, I was just instructed to give this to the tailor.
Oh.
And to wait for a response.
Ah, this is out of the norm. May I read it?
She shrugs. So it says, the latest batch of rugs...
This doesn't make sense.
Need to be repaired.
Oh.
Ideally with as few expenses possible.
Oh.
Like, please quote price or something.
Oh, yes. This sounds like fine business. Just wait one moment, please. Master Errant.
A note for you. A note? Give it to me.
As I'm listening, I'm keeping my eye out towards, like, the road.
The customized in here?
Like, she knows that she and Drypoint have the system.
Oh, I get that. Just out the phone.
She's now just watching to make sure that his shop is okay and that no one followed her that she didn't expect.
You hear on the other side the apprentice grunt as, like, something heavy is put in his arms.
I stand up immediately, and I pull the curtain for the door open for him.
The tailor will be with you right away.
I feel like there's a moment where they're alone. It's like unclear for a second if they are friendly or not friendly, because you've never seen them together before. She's just looking at him and he's just looking at her.
Rugs.
I just make up stuff that maybe you would fix.
You clearly know nothing about what I do.
You know, I imagine that he is now, like, back behind the counter.
You look intact. Good. You should have sent word after Bafford.
I should have let you know that I was okay.
I am a worrier.
But, you know, you've heard the news. They certainly found whoever did it, and apparently all is right again. No need to be afraid.
Ebba is better off too, is she not?
An unfortunate side effect.
Well, anyway, the art you liberated sold well, even if a bit crudely pulled off the mount. It's a roman. This newsreader, I think, wanted it. I can't imagine you're here on a social call. So, what now?
And so she sets her arms down on the counter and leans on it and hunches a little bit in a much more casual stance. And she says, there's something that I need. But I'm looking to get a temporary job, straight and narrow and all that. I really need a some kind of reference from a former employer saying that I'm really good at nighttime waste management.
Waste management.
And she smiles at him. But you know, I'm no good with papers, and you're so great at it. So I was just wondering if you could help me out.
Let's see what I have. Close the door.
You know, it's just a curtain where the door is now. And the door is outside, propped open by a rock. I feel like she lifts the curtain to the right, uses her foot to nudge the rock a little bit, and the door closes on it in such a way that people can't see her face.
Unless you want to wait a few weeks. I can't say I have any waste management papers on hand. But I might have something for you.
There are no windows in the back room. And in here, you realize that you are actually in the back of the shuttered tavern to which Drypoint's store is adjacent. There is a bar that at one point there were shelves above that may have been filled with concoctions. Instead, the cabinet doors have been removed, and you find on there a quiver of arrows, a few vials of a sickly gray liquid, a number of folded papers that have been tied with ribbon, and some other glittering things that catch your eye. Drypoint goes behind this counter and he pulls up a stack of paper.
Ores Market Halden. Ship's captain. Lady Fenegrin of Wardsgallen, White River Thane.
Raise an eyebrow like, that's amusing.
Oh no, that wouldn't do. Ah! This one might work. Asta Evans Dottier, assistant to the widow innkeeper of the Kind Fae.
This is fantastic.
I assure you, your doppelganger, the real Asta Evans Dottier, is not likely to bump into you.
I think this will suit my needs very well.
And this Asta Evans Dottier? It's on the house. My treat. I never know how to end these conversations.
That makes two of us. Let me know if I can assist you in some way in return.
Well, look. I don't think you're serious about going straight. No offense.
Come on.
Things are getting difficult. It's getting harder to operate. And I'm tempted to go with the flow. I don't make a ton here, but Ebba Halfhand, her grip is like iron. And unless I want to be indebted again to her, then I don't think I have a lot more of these kinds of excursions in me.
She looks at him for a second, sort of just taking in this new level of worry that he's exhibiting.
Keep safe. I worry our time as independents is coming to a close.
And she says, are you making enough as a tailor to get along?
Not in the least. What is the opportunity cost of keeping my next 9 fingers?
Yeah. I see now what he's saying. She says, you've been a good friend. She looks around his store a little bit and she says, if we let Ava take over completely, I don't know that life will be better for people like us, or for the people out there. She gestures vaguely towards like Ora's Market and Lorem's Hill. She says, give me some time to see what I can do, and I'll try to avoid coming in person as much as possible for the next few months.
We're growing a little long for this kind of life. I have your back. Anything you need, really need, I'm here. But if you can't cut the rope, the noose can only tighten.
The next time I see you, I will either be in a really great or terrible place. And she pats the counter twice, kind of as a goodbye, knowing that she's probably not going to see him for quite some time, and heads out the front door. And props the door open for him on her way out.
Good luck to you, Asta Evans-Lottier.
The Thief is an original adventure written and produced by me, Michael Schofield, played by CC Way, with some editing by Brianna Jean. Christian Byrne was the announcer. Patricia Wires was Isabel Hart. Charles Villard was Haldwin. Both the Tailor's Apprentice and Drypoint were played by Patrick Derkovich Rakas. The Thief is produced by The Fjord, our Thanes, Trey Brundrett and Andy McClellan, and our Spear Throwers, Rebecca Monson, Mike Atchley, and Andy Priestner. Hear your name sung alongside these heroes and help me make more stories at thiefpodcast.com.